It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Act. Donate. Get involved. Be more than pink. Register for the 20th annual Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Go to www.comanlacounty.org/race.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Rubicon Theatre Company celebrates Black History Month with the West Coast premiere of The Devil's Music, The Life and Blues of Bessie Smith, starring singer and actress Misha Braden of the original off-Broadway production. Set in 1937 in Memphis, Bessie and her musicians have been turned away from performing at a whites-only theater. Finding a hospitable gin joint, Bessie recounts her incredible journey from an impoverished childhood in Chattanooga to her fortuitous rise as a show-stopping singer. Get your tickets now for this incredible show at Rubicon Theater Company in Ventura, now playing Wednesdays through Sundays through March 12th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to rubicontheater.org.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything that can add value to our lives. And today, joining me is Olympia LaPointe. And talk about, I don't know if any of you have already seen it or not, the movie Hidden Figures. I actually was so inspired by it. And really, this is Olympia's story 40 years later. And so a little bit about Olympia. She is actually a rocket scientist. She's a TED speaker, and she's also the author of Mathophobia. As a rocket scientist at NASA from 1998 to 2008. and we're going to talk a little bit about her journey. And, of course, she's got another book coming out, Answered Unleashed, and that will be released at the end of August 2017. Let's welcome Olympia LaPointe. Olympia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You're welcome. And tell us a little bit, I kind of mentioned a few things here, but tell us in your words a little bit about your journey, how you started off, and what the, you know, the relevant of the story coming out, and that's been phenomenal, and it was so inspiring to me. It taught to me in the sense of, like, for women, you know, we don't say no. We don't even know. We say, how do we get there? And I love the story, and I loved the inspiration behind it. So tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, thank you. When I saw Hidden Figures, I was completely floored. I was looking at Katherine Johnson's true life story on the big screen, and I looked and I recognized that was my story. 40 years later, to give a background about myself, I am Olympia LaPointe. I successfully helped launch the space shuttle rockets to space for nearly 10 years, and I helped launch Discovery, Atlantis, Columbia, and Endeavour, and I sat and supported Mission Control, where I calculated the probability of catastrophic launches within spaceflight. And that job was, oh my God, it was amazing. And it was challenging at the same time. It took so much to get there. I graduated with a mathematics degree from California State University, Northridge, one of the best campuses in the nation. And I was fortunate to be hired to the Boeing Company, where I supported the NASA's Space Shuttle Main Engine Program, as well as other advanced, not so known about, space programs that exist. So I had the ability to work with such brilliant, smart individuals. But what was so fascinating, what I recognized in my experience, is that the same type of issues that Katherine Johnson faced with people not being able to understand her or have their own fears cripple their own thinking was the same type of way that I encountered while I was working there. And I'm so thankful that the movie came out because in my particular life, it was a decision every single day to go to the work. Not only to do the mathematics and science that I loved doing, but it was a challenge. And honestly, it was a challenge because I was one of the only few women there in the gigantic rooms that we would do the design reviews. I would look around, and I was sometimes the only woman. I was lucky if I saw one other. In addition to that, I was very young, and I am a woman of color. And in this case, it was like going into a foreign world.
Did that scare you?
Yeah, it did. And I had to, and I share about this in my TED Talk, Reprogram Your Brain to Overcome Fear. There was a time in which I would sit there, and at first, honestly, I felt intimidated. I thought to myself, what could I do to be able to share this knowledge with people that I have? And I didn't think at first that I belong there. And that was such a lie. And I didn't
realize. Was there anybody that changed that for you? Was there anybody that you know, made you feel comfortable after? I mean, you know, sometimes, and not taking this away from you, but sometimes we feel inferior inside, correct? But was there anybody that helped you through this journey?
Yes, and I'm so thankful. That initial feeling of intimidation left. Once I recognized the beauty of that past, which was I was there for a reason. And every place that we are here for a reason, it's for something in which we can offer that no one else can.
Right. And once you had your purpose, once you found your purpose, then you were like, okay, I belong here. They need me. And you know what? Everybody could snuff their noses or do whatever, but they need me here, and I'm here to do my job, my God-given job, I would say. And now Talk about a little bit of, you know, your parents. You were raised by a single mom, correct?
Yes.
And was your mom, did she help you through this? I mean, is she one of those moms that are like, you just hold your head up high and you go because you've earned this?
Well, it was really interesting. I learned the ability to find mentors, and that's something in which I'm very thankful for that happened while I was on the university campus. I learned that mentors were very helpful for me. My mother did not have a formal education at all. She knew that education was important, and we grew up in complete poverty, and she knew that the only way that she could help me was to place me into an environment where I can be educated so I can learn on my own. That's what she found herself doing, just placing me at least in the place where I could pick up from other people what to do, because she didn't know what to do herself. And I'm so thankful for her drive to make sure that I would be placed into school. Sometimes I had to be bused all the way into two-hour distanced places just for an education, and she didn't have that education herself, but she knew that through an education that was going to change the future, and it was going to change my future, and it was also going to change the future of every single person in which lives I impacted. And she saw that. And so,
Olympia, I want to ask you a question. Were you always a natural in math and science?
Oh no, not at all.
Okay.
I have to laugh because this is really fascinating because people always assume that I was really good at mathematics and science, and the truth is I failed algebra, failed geometry, I failed calculus, and failed chemistry. And that was the reason why later on, years later, I write how to reprogram your brain so you don't fail and so you actually ace math in my book, Mathophobia. But I personally was scared of mathematics. And what I've recognized is that when students go through a very difficult, challenging time and emotional time in their life, the first place that you see their emotional challenge is in their mathematics education. And mathematics is the foundation.
Explain that to us a little bit about, so you're saying that's where it goes?
Yeah. Yes. Mathematics is the foundation for all of the sciences. And the reason why people's the signal goes off that a child is going through an emotional challenge is that mathematics requires using your frontal brain lobes. And anytime fear is activated in the brain, it happens in the reptilian part of the brain. And so anytime the reptilian part of the brain fires, the frontal brain lobes do not activate. They do not fire. They are completely are stalled. So that frontal part of the brain is responsible in mathematics for translating a problem into a solution. There's no other way around it. So if someone is experiencing fear or some sort of emotional trauma where a person is not able to clearly think rationally, it affects their ability to look at the mathematics and the numbers rationally, and therefore it blocks them from the STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics field.
Wow, very interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Olympia LaPointe. Olympia, what is your book about, Mathophobia?
Mathophobia is...
Too.
Oh, thank you. Mathophobia is a self-help book designed for people to overcome their fear of mathematics and ace math. And the book is completely written in English with no math in it.
Okay, I like that.
It's,
the way that it helped you?
Yes, it is. Mathophobia was devised because I actually helped around 10,000 students in math tutoring programs at Cal State Northridge, and then later graduated and went on to help teach as a mathematics professor at Pasadena City College, and that's out here in Los Angeles. And so in that process of teaching, I recognized that the students had this complete block when it came to mathematics. And the book is about how to eliminate those blocks that I experienced when I was studying mathematics, and I show other people how to take that course too to eliminate that fear so their brain actually fires correctly when they're learning mathematics so they can ace it.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, you know what? We need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
Sure.
Okay, great. We're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Rubicon Theater Company celebrates Black History Month with the West Coast premiere of The Devil's Music, The Life and Blues of Bessie Smith, starring singer and actress Misha Braden of the original off-Broadway production. Set in 1937 in Memphis, Bessie and her musicians have been turned away from performing at a whites-only theater. Finding a hospitable gin joint, Bessie recounts her incredible journey from an impoverished childhood in Chattanooga to her fortuitous rise as a show-stopping singer. Get your tickets now for this incredible show at Rubicon Theater Company in Ventura, now playing Wednesdays through Sundays through March 12th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to rubicontheater.org.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Act, donate, get involved, be more than pink. Register for the 20th annual Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Go to www.comanlacounty.org/race.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano, the Brighter Side of Life, where we talk about anything and everything that can add value to our lives. And today, joining me is Olympia LaPointe. And talk about, I don't know if any of you have already seen it or not, the movie Hidden Figures. I actually was so inspired by it. And really, this is Olympia's story 40 years later. And so a little bit about Olympia. She was
she is actually a rocket scientist. She's a TED speaker, and she's also the author of Mathophobia. As a rocket scientist at NASA from 1998 to 2008. And we're going to talk a little bit about her journey. And, of course, she's got another book coming out, Answered Unleashed, and that will be released at the end of August 2017. Let's welcome Olympia Lapointe. Olympia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You're welcome. And tell us a little bit, I kind of mentioned a few things here, but tell us in your words a little bit about your journey, how you started off, and what the relevance of the story coming out, and that's been phenomenal, and it was so inspiring to me. It taught to me in the sense of, like, for women, you know, we don't say no. We don't even know. We say, how do we get there? And I love the story, and I loved the inspiration behind it. So tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, thank you. When I saw Hidden Figures, I was completely floored. I was looking at Katherine Johnson's True Life story on the big screen, and I looked and I recognized that was my story. 40 years later, to give a background about myself, I am Olympia Lapointe. I successfully helped launch the space shuttle rockets to space for nearly 10 years, and I helped launch Discovery, Atlantis, Columbia, and Endeavour, and I sat and supported Mission Control, where I calculated the probability of catastrophic launches within spaceflight. And that job was, oh my God, it was amazing, and it was challenging at the same time. It took so much to get there. I graduated with a mathematics degree from California State University, Northridge, one of the best campuses in the nation. And I was fortunate to be hired to the Boeing Company, where I supported the NASA's Space Shuttle Main Engine Program, as well as other advanced, not so known about, space programs that exist. So I had the ability to work with such brilliant, smart individuals. But what was so fascinating, what I recognized in my experience, is that the same type of issues that Katherine Johnson faced with people not being able to understand her or have their own fears cripple their own thinking, was the same type of way that I encountered while I was working there. And I'm so thankful that the movie came out, because in my particular life, it was a decision every single day to go to the work, not only to do the mathematics and science that I loved doing, but it was a challenge. And honestly, it was a challenge because I was one of the only few women there in the gigantic rooms that we would do the design reviews. I would look around, and I was sometimes the only woman. I was lucky if I saw one other. In addition to that, I was very young, and I am a woman of color. And in this case, it was like going into a foreign world. And I had to, and I share about this in my TED Talk, Reprogram Your Brain to Overcome Fear. There was a time in which I would sit there, and at first, honestly, I felt intimidated. I thought to myself, what could I do to be able to share this knowledge with people that I have? And I didn't think at first that I belonged there. And that was such a lie. And I didn't realize.
Was there anybody that changed that for you? Was there anybody that you know, made you feel comfortable after, I mean, you know, sometimes, and not taking this away from you, but sometimes we feel inferior inside, correct? But was there anybody that helped you through this journey?
Yes, and I'm so thankful. That initial feeling of intimidation left. Once I recognized the beauty of that past, which was, I was there for a reason. And every place that we are here for a reason, it's for something in which we can offer that no one else can.
Right. And once you have your purpose, once you found your purpose, then you were like, okay, I belong here. They need me. And, you know, everybody could snuff their noses or do whatever, but they need me here, and I'm here to do my job, my God-given job, I would say. And now talk about a little bit of, you know, your parents. You were raised by a single mom, correct?
Yes.
And with your mom, did she help you through this? I mean, is she one of those moms that are like, you just hold your head up high and you go because you've earned this?
Well, it was really interesting. I learned the ability to find mentors, and that's something in which I'm very thankful for that happened while I was on the university campus. I learned that mentors were very helpful for me. My mother did not have a formal education at all. She knew that education was important, and we grew up in complete poverty, and she knew that the only way that she could help me was to place me into an environment where I can be educated so I can learn on my own. That's what she found herself doing, just placing me at least in the place where I could pick up from other people what to do, because she didn't know what to do herself. And I'm so thankful for her drive to make sure that I would be placed into school. Sometimes I have to be bused all the way into 2-hour distance places just for an education. And she didn't have that education herself, but she knew that through an education, that was going to change the future. And it was going to change my future, and it was also going to change the future of every single person in which lives I impacted. And she saw that. And so
Olympia, I want to ask you a question. Were you always a natural in math and science?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
I have to laugh because, this is really fascinating because people always assume that I was really good at mathematics and science. And the truth is I failed algebra, failed geometry. I failed calculus and failed chemistry, and that was the reason why later on, years later, I write how to reprogram your brain so you don't fail and so you actually ace math in my book, Mathophobia. But I personally was scared of mathematics. And what I've recognized is that when students go through a very difficult, challenging time, an emotional time in their life, the first place that you see their emotional challenge is in their mathematics education. And mathematics is the foundation.
Explain that to us a little bit about, so you're saying that's where it goes?
Yes. Mathematics
is
the foundation for all of the sciences. And the reason why people's the signal goes off that a child is going through an emotional challenge is that mathematics requires using your frontal brain lobes. And anytime fear is activated in the brain, it happens in the reptilian part of the brain. And so anytime the reptilian part of the brain fires, the frontal brain lobes do not activate. They do not fire. They are completely are stalled. So that frontal part of the brain is responsible in mathematics for translating a problem into a solution. There's no other way around it. So if someone is experiencing fear or some sort of emotional trauma where a person is not able to clearly think rationally, it affects their ability to look at the mathematics and the numbers rationally, and therefore it blocks them from the STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics field.
Wow, very interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Olympia LaPointe. Olympia, what is your book about, Mathophobia?
Mathophobia is...
Too.
Oh, thank you. Mathophobia is a self-help book designed for people to overcome their fear of mathematics and ace math. And the book is completely written in English with no math in it.
The way that it helped you?
Yes, it is. Mathophobia was devised because I actually helped around 10,000 students in math tutoring programs at Cal State Northridge, and then later graduated and went on to help teach as a mathematics professor at Pasadena City College, and that's out here in Los Angeles. And so in that process of teaching, I recognized that the students had this complete block when it came to mathematics. And the book is about how to eliminate those blocks that I experienced when I was studying mathematics, and I show other people how to take that course too to eliminate that fear so their brain actually fires correctly when they're learning mathematics so they can ace it.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, you know what? We need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
Sure.
Okay, great. We're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Studio Channel Islands Arts Center invites everyone to their 2017 Collector's Choice Art Fundraiser. If you're interested in starting an art collection or adding to yours, join Studio Channel Islands for this exciting event on March 25th. For the price of a ticket, you'll walk away with a piece of art valued at $350 or more. Studio Channel Islands will continue their stage time programming on March 31st with their next Comedy and Cocktails. Studio Channel Islands Arts Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA. Our guest is Jen Mazur, and her book is Manifesting Made Easy. And it's really a lot of what we're talking about right now. We manifest. We put it out there. We get what we shine. And that's really what it's all about. So I'm excited to talk with Jen. And Jen, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm so excited to join you early in the morning.
Well, thank you.
Everyone.
Thank you. I know. So tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
So my friends actually gave me the nickname Queen of Manifestation.
Mm.
And they named me that years ago because every time we got together, I had this outrageous story of something that I manifested in my life, from living rent-free in Manhattan in the East Village for 10 years in an apartment with a jacuzzi, to traveling around the world and manifesting my soulmate, who's a successful musician, and giving birth to our daughter at home, and having my artwork shown in the New York Times and New York Magazine, and just so many amazing things happening in my own life that I started teaching other people.
Ooh, I love it. I'm so excited for you to be here because I think that that is so important, you know, basically what we think is a silent prayer. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
And so we have to be careful what we put out there. And obviously that's what you're here to talk about, is really manifesting it. And is there a way that you should be able to do it? Or is there do you have a book? Is this a book? I didn't get it. But
yeah, this
okay.
is a book,
okay.
Manifesting Made Easy.
Okay, so
yeah,
I haven't gotten your book yet, but I'll have to get one. So tell me, so what is the first step, obviously? Because we have to be careful what we're thinking about.
Well, the first step is really just understanding that your dreams are there for a reason. It's not just you imagining what you want. You're partly intuiting what is there for you. So it's really understanding that, you know, if you have a desire for something, whatever that is that you want in your life, trusting that you're meant to have that. Because so often people think oh, that's, you know, that would be nice, but, you know, we have all these excuses as to why we can't do whatever it is that we want. And so the first step is really, before you even get clear on what it is that you want, is understanding that the right thing is there for you. And if we can get out of our way, we can have everything that we want.
I love how you said that, get out of our own way. Because so many times we are the problem, right? It's like it's the negative thought that we think about. It's, you know, our insecurities. I want to have to, you know, honestly say that, right? It's you know, and also I want to even add is a lot of times it's the people that I always say you want to hang out with people that love and admire you and that think you're amazing, because those are the people that are going to lift you up. And you know, for my listeners out there, I really want to take a moment to just, as this is the new year, are you hanging around the people that love and admire you? Are they pulling you up or pulling you down? Don't you agree?
Yeah, that's one of the things I talk about in my book, is surrounding yourself with positive people.
Okay.
Right. Because, I mean, first of all, what you said about your thoughts, you know, creating your reality, that's exactly true. You're placing an order to the universe. Right. So if you think about a restaurant, and you guys were talking about, you know, some of the places to go to, right? Locally, if you think about, you're going to place an order for your favorite special at the restaurant, you're placing the order so that the kitchen knows what to make you. If you haven't told them what to want, they're going to make what to make you. They're going to make whatever they want, and it might not be what you like.
I love it.
What a lot of people are doing in their lives. They're going around thinking, oh, I'll recognize it when it comes, but they haven't first gotten clear on, well, what is it that I really want? Because the universe is a yes universe. It's a mirror. It's a reflection to our thoughts and to the things that we want. So, yeah, first you need to decide what you want. And then you want to be around people who are going to be like, yeah, you can totally do that, Kim. You know?
Right.
Not people who are going to say, like, oh,
I'm going to be hanging out with Jen from now on. So I love it. Jen, where do you live?
I live in New York City.
Oh, okay. I'll be there. I love it. And now, okay, so how, let's see, is this your first book that you wrote?
Yeah, this is my first
book. Congratulations. And now, how long did it take you?
You know what's so crazy, or not so crazy about this, because it goes along with my whole thing of you get what you want, and it can actually be way easier than you think. I literally said out loud, I want to write a book, and 2 weeks later, my publisher actually got in touch with me. They wrote to me and said, we're looking for someone to write a book.
Oh, my God. You know, are you
like,
serious? Okay. Wow.
I didn't have to write a book proposal. I mean, it all happened so easily.
Who is your book publisher, by the way?
It's a part of Simon & Schuster, so it's Adams Media. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, it can really be simple. It's you're like, okay, this is what I want, universe, you know, mm-hmm. And then you're open.
And is that how you do it, Jen? Do you just talk to the universe like that? Do you say, okay, universe, I really, you know, I it's my time to write a book and, you know, what, show me the way kind of thing?
That's definitely step number one. So there's different steps, right? Because so often we all kind of think, okay, in the beginning of the year, I'm going to set, you know, my intentions or write out my resolutions or even make a vision board, and then people aren't actually, you know, manifesting those things. It's because all along the way, different obstacles show up to take us out of that process or out of our dream. And they're really opportunities. When obstacles show up, they're opportunities to just recommit. Obstacles have a lesson in them. So there's always a reason for the obstacle, and we can be grateful for the obstacle because it's actually taking us to a new place we wouldn't have gotten to if the obstacle hadn't shown up in the first place. So first step, yes, get clear on what you want. And then after you're clear on what you want, you know, you can do all different sorts of things, which I go through in the book. Every single chapter, by the way, has a how to apply it and then advanced manifesting techniques. So you
Ooh,
can actually
I
like,
love that. I love that. So right now we're talking with Jen Mazur, and we're talking about manifesting made easy. And I'm sure you guys know about manifesting. You know, you've moved from your one location to another location and kind of just keep growing. You've got this beautiful suite over there, I would say, right?
Yep.
And that's, I mean, it doesn't come easy. It's a plan, correct?
Yep. So, absolutely.
Anyway, so Jen, welcome back. And thank you again for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we've got Matthew and Shelby with us. So I'd love to include them in our conversation. So tell us a little bit about how you actually go through the process.
Well, so the first thing is you want to get clear on what it is that you want, right? It's that placing your order into the universe so you can get it. So I like to divide it into different categories of your life. So you actually write it down. So thinking about, obviously, your home, right? That's your first chakra, that you're grounding things. So this is so perfect that you guys are here joining us. So write out what your ideal home looks like. Like, really describe your neighborhood and, your community and how you feel in your space and, how many bedrooms. Get specific, right? The more specific you can get in writing out your intentions, the better. And a lot of people are afraid to get specific because what if they don't actually get, that thing? But here's the thing. You can always change your mind. You're never stuck.
Right.
So you want to get specific because that way you can feel into what it feels like to have that thing. And if you don't get specific, you can't actually feel it. And manifesting happens from a feeling place, right? You feel as if you already have what it is that you want. So describe the home, describe your health, your finances, your job, your relationships, your community, your spirituality, and how you want to give back. So I like to kind of look at all those different areas and write it out. And use the present tense when you're writing things out, because everything happens in the present tense. Like I talked about, it's about feeling as if you already have what you want. So you're kind of writing an affirmation, like, I live in this beautiful house that I own, with my amazing husband and our two kids, or whatever it is. Even if you don't have it already, you're writing as if
it's already done. And now you say that sometimes people get really complicated about these things, but manifesting is really easy. And so you just kind of, I always look at everything. My husband always laughs, but I look at it in a pie. Like, I just keep taking pieces of my pie of my life. And and so okay, so my children, what I wish for them, my home life, what do I wish for that? You know what I mean? And so if we can simplify it, I think we can actually be able to see it.
Totally. And, again, it's so much easier than you think it is. And a lot of these things you might know about, you've heard about, or you've read about, but it's all about applying these things. It's actually practicing them. When you put them into practice, things happen so much faster.
Okay, so talk about putting them into practice. And I want to include you guys. If you have anything to say, please speak up. And I'd love you to be a part of this, because obviously you guys are doing this. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You want to prioritize your dream. So if your dream is to own a home, for example, right? And you think, I need to do all this stuff first before I do that, and you put your big dream always on the back burner, guess what? It's always going to stay on the back burner because you're not focusing on that, because you're focusing on the other things that are on your to-do list. So what I recommend is you flip your to-do list and you prioritize the big dream first. So, for example, if it's owning your home, what can I do today? What's one small thing I can do today to get there? Maybe I make an appointment to talk to them, right, to talk to you guys to figure out how I can get the loan. Then I figure, that it's like, well, what do I need to do, right? Or maybe I book some appointments to go visit some dream homes. I recommend, that's that whole acting as if principle that everyone talks about. You might not actually have the money yet to, put down an offer on that home, but you can go look at it and see what it feels like to be in that space. You can start to open up to the possibility of you actually living there. Then you can start to feel, what would it feel like to, wake up in this room and have friends over in this kitchen, right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
These are ways that you can start moving with your dream now. Simple things, but that way you're not just always putting it off like, when I have time or when I have the money.
I love that. I love that. I'm sure you both have clients, Matthew and Shelby, that didn't start. I mean, they weren't like able to just afford the house right off the bat, right? But then they kind of like...
We can point them in a good direction. We can help them with that to-do list so that they're, they know what to expect. Because a lot of people, especially first-time homebuyers who have never been there, they know what rent cost and they know that, first, last deposit, what have you, but they've never even explored the possibilities of buying a home. And you're right, sitting down and meeting with someone is the first step. Looking at those houses and getting excited, that's going to motivate
them. And then sometimes you're saying that they pay rent. That could be their mortgage. They're almost so close. I know. Yeah. They could be so close to just having that, like, oh, I didn't know that it would be that easy. Yep. So, yeah.
No, there was a good client of ours down in Orange County that was renting, and he didn't realize that he was paying, he actually could afford where he was renting, and he was going to be paying less.
How amazing is that? Really, I mean, and that's what this is all about. So I love that. So it's sometimes we underestimate ourselves and life, period, you know? I mean, like you were saying, you know, you wrote your book. That's my next thing. But it's like, okay, this is like my next thing on my list, like a to-do list. We need a to-do list in life, right?
Yeah, prioritizing your dream and putting that number one on your list.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't know what that is, think about what's the one thing that you want that'll make the biggest difference in your life and have a ripple effect on everything else. And start with that thing. It doesn't mean that you can't do all the other things. It just means you're going to focus on that one thing first, right?
Wow, right.
Yeah.
I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I've got Matthew and Shelby in here, and we're going to talk with them in a little bit about mortgage couch and, of course, home loans made comfortable. I love how you guys put that, mm-hmm. right? And everybody's like, couch, okay, it works. It fits good. And, of course, we're talking with Jen Mazur and Manifesting Made Easy. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We want you to call us. We love our listeners to call in and have an input on what we're talking about. And, of course, if there's anybody that, you know, is on in our studio or any of our great advertisers, we urge you and we want you to and welcome you to call them to have them help you through any of these processes that you're going through, because it's almost like I know them. They're good people and they're making a difference. And so I thank both of you again for being here. Let me ask you a question, Jen. What is the most outrageous thing you've ever manifested?
Well, there have been some pretty outrageous things. I have to say, one of them is living rent-free in Manhattan for over 10 years.
Oh, my God. Wow. How did you do that?
It was a crazy story, but I lived on the block paying rent over $1,000 a month and for a room with other roommates. And I noticed this building on the street that was purple, and I was drawn to it because it was purple, and I loved the color purple. And saw a woman outside one day sleeping and talked to her, and she said that she wasn't paying rent and that they had a theater in the building and they put on concerts and plays in the theater, and she invited me to come to a show. And so I went to a play, and I went with the intention of getting an apartment in the building, and I stayed and met the people who were running the building at the time and told them that I would love an apartment there. And they said, well, actually, we do have an apartment available for someone who can make a website for our theater. And I was in college at the time. This was before you could make websites easily. And I said, yeah, I can make a website, but I'd never made one before. I was in art school, so I knew I could figure it out. And I ended up making a sample website for them. They saw I could do it, and I basically moved in, and I had an apartment for myself. I mean, crazy. Like, you think this couldn't happen, but it really did happen. And I ended up living there for 10 years, and actually, the theater that we had downstairs, we used to have the famous jazz musician Wynton Marsalis would come and play a concert for us every Christmas. And we recorded an album with him one year, and it was nominated for a Grammy.
Oh my God.
Crazy thing.
That is crazy. Now, I call that kind of fake it till you make it, right? Okay, because I mean, it's funny. Now all my kids are like teenagers, you know, and young adults, and they're like, you know, they're doing something. I'm like, I didn't know you did that. Mom, you taught us fake it till you make it. And I'm like, okay, you know, and that is, wow. So you were like really out there going, okay. And no, they never asked you for rent that was the deal.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those crazy stories where,
like a fluke.
in New York, years ago, the landlords had left the building in the 70s, and there were about 12 buildings like that in the East Village that were granted, like they were given to the people who lived in the building.
Wow.
And that was one of them.
I love it. I love that story.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, Jen, we're all waiting here. Okay. What are some practices we can start to incorporate in order to consciously manifest for the new year?
Yeah. So number one, take some time to write out your intentions. And actually today, Saturday, is such a good time. It's a new moon. And I always like to do it on the new moon. So new moons traditionally are when you plant seeds. So this is a great time to refocus your intentions. Even if you've done this before, just do it again.
Okay.
And then number two, practice gratitude. Again, it sounds so simple.
No,
like, you know,
I totally
do it.
I heard something I want to share with you. If you only had the things that you were grateful for yesterday, would you be okay with them? You know, I mean, so many of us just are always ready and fixed on our next goal. What if we were just sat in what we were grateful for yesterday? And so I love that. I think that, you know, every day we should kind of almost go to sleep with saying, what was I grateful for today? Do you guys do that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. So number three.
Yeah. And you know, the cool thing is I have these advanced manifesting tips in my book, Manifesting Made Easy, for each one of these exercises. And a lot of people don't realize you can use gratitude in an advanced way where you can actually use that whole acting as if principle in your gratitude practice. So you mix it up. So you actually write things that you are grateful for that really did happen from that day. And then you can add in one or two things that you're grateful for in advance of them happening, right? So that new home that you own. Like, I'm so grateful for, you know, getting the mortgage on this house, right? Getting approved for the mortgage, even though you haven't been approved yet. So
right. There's
ways that you can kind of add in.
This would be something great to, like, when you meet with your clients, let's just kind of do our gratitude list,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And we already start off with that Shelby and Matthew got us the best loan, and that you're already putting it out there. And so you've already sold your deal before you even got there, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. And that they're going to be accepted, and that they're going to accept our price, and we're going to, you know, let's kind of just all, that would be a great closing, wouldn't it?
Yep.
I love it. All right. So yeah, I
sounds
love that.
Silly, but it really
no,
works.
I totally. I mean, it's almost like as if, yeah, you know, and so it is.
Yeah, I mean, I've had people literally, like, they've gotten their dream home with the exact view that they, you know, had written out or envisioned, you know, just a few months later, you know, without even plans of moving. Like,
so, Jen, do you do vision boards?
You know, I have done vision boards, but I actually like something else that's a little bit more advanced. It's called a vision movie or a mind movie. I don't know if you've heard of these. Have you?
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
So it helps you feel your vision board, because the vision board you're just kind of looking at.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, inspirational. But if you pick out images of the places you want to visit and your home, and you combine it with images of things that you love that you've already accomplished, or, you know, times that you were really happy with your family, and you put them together with affirmations on top of it, and you make a slideshow, and you put it to music.
I like that.
Then you can feel it, and it's like, ooh, and you can watch it every morning to get you psyched up for your day, you know, like a five-minute little.
Wow, like a little motivational, start your day in a positive way right there,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that would be really
cool. Yeah, I'm all over that. I'm going to be doing that one. So I just watched Tony Robbins the other day. Oh, my God. You guys know who that is, right?
Yep.
I got my husband, because he's usually like, no, let's watch, you know, and he was like, oh, my God, it's really about, you know, this is our life. And every, you know, it's something I never wait for the new year, but it is the new year if some of you do. Every week I kind of like, what worked, what didn't work, how do I go into my next week, you know? So he says I'm always working really hard, like extra hard. But you know what? You can reflect on what's going on in life and just, you get a clean slate. What is going on? Every day you wake up, it's another gift. So I love that. Jen, wrap up with the last one, and I love what you're doing. I'd love to have you back.
Yeah, I'd love to come back. So a couple things. Just one is focus on the good, right? So we can always focus on what's not working. But instead, and I invite you to focus on what is working, like what you're saying, Kim. So it's like, what's new and good in my life that I'm excited about? What am I grateful for, right? Prioritizing your dream so that you can put that as number one. And anything is possible. If you find yourself using the language like, I can't do this, Just open it up to a question. How can I?
Oh, I
so
love
change
that.
Change your I can't to how can I? That way you're not just trying to, you know, tell yourself I can when you don't really believe it. But when you open it up to a question, you're allowing the answer to come through. You're opening up to possibility and to, you know, some opportunity or synchronicity to show itself.
Perfect. So, Jen, yeah. I thank you so much for being a guest here. What? Where do we find your book?
So you can go to queenofmanifestation.com/book. It's queenofmanifestation.com/book, and it's called Manifesting Made Easy. You can get it at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
I love it. Could you send me a couple books? I would love to share them.
Yes,
okay.
I will do that.
Okay, sounds good. And, you know, I do want to say that, you know, sometimes we just have to look at life and you know, concentrate. This is a 1 year. This is really interesting. I just read this and I'm kind of in, you know, in fact, when I go to look at new homes or I'm going to buy homes, I add up the address. Okay, and it's really weird. So when my kids are looking, they're like, Mom, what is it? And I'm like, oh, not so good, you know, or I'll be like, this is a 7. This is a great house. You're going to get it, you know, and she got it. I mean, it was like, you know, we've done this a couple times and I did it with all my addresses. Well, I didn't realize you do that with a year. And so last year was a really hard year for a lot of people. I mean, look how many people we lost. This just even stars and people. And anyways, I lost my mom and it was really hard for me, but it was a 9. This year is a 1. So I want to just share that whatever you concentrate on is going to grow.
Right.
Okay, because this is a 1 year. We're starting all over again. So when you know, people are sad, you know, I'm also a hair therapist. So when I hear people's story, I'm like, okay, I heard your pity city. You got to stay there for a couple minutes. Now, what's great in your life? I want you to, like, even if it's like I got new pillows and I slept really good last night, I don't care. We could find something, because that's where you want to concentrate on. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Jen, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Try to be a rainbow in someone else's cloud. With that, have a great rest of your week, and I'll talk to you next week.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.